So what are we going to do about the podcast today?
I don't know. You know, like, I don't know if there was any one thing that was better than the others, because they were all pretty great.
They were pretty excellent, yeah.
I feel like we always do a good show.
Yeah, yeah, we always do a really good show, and I believe it's our humbleness that sets us aside.
Yeah.
All right, we are ready for a bold experiment. It's the Woody and Jim Totally Hits Striptease.
We take the music and we slowly strip away the instruments.
Yes.
Until we eventually reveal the naked voice of one of our Totally Hits artists.
So you know what they really sound like.
Today, performing our Totally Hits Striptease is Bryan Adams. Classic song.
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
Let's take away maybe the bass.
Ooh.
Let's get rid of the drums, too. All right, let's go naked.
Wow. I'm gonna run
to you. Oh.
Because when the ceiling's right, I'm gonna run all night.
All right, put it all back on. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the guy can sing.
Yeah.
He can, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's probably not an experiment we want to do with Britney Spears.
or maybe
we
would.
Or
really want to do it.
All right. If you take away all the instruments and then say, take away the computer. Okay, now how does Britney Spears sound?
Now unplug the computer. It's just silence.
That's right.
It's just her mouthing the words.
That's fascinating, though. That's really cool.
Oh, man. I mean, it truly talented. Let's hear that, just like his voice again, just by itself.
I'm gonna run to you, cause when the ceiling's right, I'm gonna run all night, I'm gonna run to you.
That's so cool.
That is very
so
cool.
Good.
Three things you want to know. Linda McMahon is the Secretary of Education.
Yes.
I'm married to Vince McMahon, who used to own WWE Wrestling, so obviously she's fully qualified to be in charge of all education.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a speech yesterday about artificial intelligence, AI. Listen to what she said.
There is a school system that's going to start making sure that first graders or even pre-Ks have A1 teaching. That's a wonderful thing. Wasn't
A1 teaching. So, she went on to say it like three times.
Yeah, A1 instead of AI. Well, you know, letter I and a number one look very close together. So
maybe she's saying that their kids are going to get some great steak sauce, the A1 steak sauce.
In fact, A1 steak sauce did jump on that right away and says, I agree. Let's get them started early.
Well, hopefully, they can put A1 steak sauce on that hot dog with unnamed contents that they're being fed at lunch.
Wow.
That's funny. Apple definitely trying to avoid the crazy high tariffs on Chinese goods. They also make iPhones in India. And to try to avoid paying the tariffs from China, where most of the iPhones are made, they use the India factory to go into like super fast, make as many iPhones as you can shifts.
Mm.
And then they chartered planes and flew 600 tons of iPhones into the country before tariffs could take effect.
Jeez.
1.5 million phones. So, I mean, obviously they're trying to do it before, you know,
before
an iPhone would cost,
you know,
instead of a grand, like $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
Golly.
Which is insane. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, a manager at a restaurant in South Carolina wanted to come up with something a little bit different for desserts. So he came up with a new dessert called Smoysters. Which is a mashup of oysters and s'mores.
No.
So it's an oyster on a half shell with some chocolate, some crumpled up graham crackers, and a tiny marshmallow that's torched. It sounds disgusting. Like, that sounds so gross.
I can't do oysters. And the people who do oysters say, oh, you have to do it so it slips right through so you can bear, like, it goes by before you even notice how gross it is.
Yeah. Never bite it in half.
You have to do all that to eat it.
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point? And I don't want s'mores with it because that's going to make it, like, sticky and then...
Just disgusting.
I don't know.
It sounds like a pregnancy craving.
True.
It totally does. Yeah. Honey, it's 2 a.m. Guess what I need right now?
Oysters,
like pickles and peanut butter or something. Like,
right?
Now, Gina, you and your husband are going to go out and have an outdoor adventure tomorrow.
Yes.
You're turkey hunting.
Yes. It's my first time ever, and he's like a huge turkey hunter, so okay. It's going to be interesting.
So you got all stocked up, went to like the Bass Pro Shop and got everything you need to go out and start killing you some turkeys.
Yep. I got all the camo, so I wore this today to like get prepared.
She's wearing like a hoodie camo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of blend in with the wall. I didn't even know you were never.
Yeah, you're just a floating head to us right now.
Yeah.
We see.
But you've got to get the turkeys to come to you.
Yes.
Right.
So, usually if you're not familiar with turkey hunting, like me, so I shouldn't be the one teaching you, you sit in a field.
You know already.
Yeah. It's mating season, so like all of the men are looking for women.
You're pretending to be a female turkey.
Yes.
Calling the dudes.
Calling, yeah. He was teaching me how to do it, and he was like, you're not going to be able to do it. Like, it's really hard. It's taken me years to do it. And I was like, Do you know me?
He has no faith in you.
Yeah. So I'm like, I got this. So
you're going to do it. You brought in your turkey right now.
Ball. I brought it in.
Right.
So you put it on the top of your mouth.
Oh, so you put the whole thing in your mouth.
Put the whole thing in your mouth. Yeah. You don't like.
Okay.
Blow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It kind of looks like some kind of mouth guard you'd wear for your teeth.
Right. That's really good.
That's amazing.
That's very good.
Yeah. Mine do not sound good. Like Landon's are really good and he can do a kind of.
Oh, yeah.
But with that sound, so it sounds really good. But this is actually a little too big for my mouth, so I think that might be why it's off a little bit.
Otherwise, that sounded pretty good, though.
Otherwise,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert, but it sounded good.
Yeah.
They'd totally be fooled.
So I won't be calling the turkeys because they would be running the other way because they don't want to... They don't want to mate with a special turkey, a female turkey, which is what mine sounds like. So Landon will be doing the turkey calling. But I'm nervous because it's supposed to be cold, which I don't like.
Right.
I have to be quiet, which is not in my
vocabulary.
Very
also
difficult
for all of us.
And I have to sit still, which like...
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything is against you.
It's working against me tomorrow, so... Keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
Okay, so your husband will be out there with the turkey call and his way of saying to the male turkeys, hello, sailor.
Yeah.
The skies were thumping last night. I don't know if you guys had a bunch of storms come through. Murfreesboro, we got hit by a little thunderstorm last night.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of lucky. We only had about 5 minutes of it.
You know,
But it came through with a bang.
Yeah. A lot of stuff got knocked over. Had trash cans knocked over. And even though we were only under a thunderstorm watch, we're still getting texts and calls and everything.
The constant warnings.
I didn't get any, thank God. But
I did.
We have like one of those wooden circle things on our front door. So whenever it's windy, we can hear it kind of knocking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bangs against it.
Yeah.
Like,
so I look outside and I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, my trees were like whipping.
Wow.
And I look outside and it was at that point when it's like pouring down rain and wind. That the UPS driver and the Amazon driver were outside my street. And my front door is kind of a ways from my driveway and from the street.
Yeah.
So I felt so bad. So I like met both of them out halfway so they didn't have to come all the way to my door. But I was like, of course. Of course this is happening right now.
Yeah. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a huge wind come through in the storms. We had a couple of trash cans get blown over and... As I was leaving this morning, you know, you're half asleep leaving the house, especially the hours we work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 3:30 in the morning. I'm pulling out, and there's some inflatable toy thing in my front yard.
Oh my God!
That came from
it wasn't like an adult.
I couldn't tell. It was kind of dark, and really in Murfreesboro, I'm about maybe 2 miles away from Lovebound, the sexual fun store. So I don't know. I'll have to see if it's still there when I get home.
It could be a giant swan.
That's
it
so funny.
Could be like a love doll that's stuck in the tree, slowly deflating. That's the saddest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll let you know if it's still there when I get home.
I'd like to be alone with the debris in our yard.
That's right. Oh, I'll take care of it. Here we go. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning, ready to play Gender Wars. All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Grace Ann.
In Mont Juliet. Hey, Grace Ann.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Leon in Nashville. Hello, Leon.
Hello.
Yellow.
Glad to have you. Let's do some little get acquainted action here where we find out about your childhood. Grace Ann, did you have a childhood nickname that people called you?
My brothers called me Moose.
Moose?
Oh, is there a story behind that?
Every time they used to hit me, I would scream for my mom, so it would be like, Mom!
Oh, so they say you sounded like a moose when you were calling for mom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Hey, Leon, did you ever have a childhood nickname, whether you liked it or not?
I had about probably three, maybe. One of them, I could say on the radio, its name was Meatball.
Meatball.
Meatball!
All right.
The other one I can't really say fully on the air. It's just fill in the blank, S... Disturber. So there's that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
So there are those two, which is, you know, it's a catch 22. One's good, one's not.
Fair enough.
All right. It's Moose versus Meatball.
All right. You each have a screw you can use, and we begin with multiple choice.
All right. Grace Ann, was Sex Panther cologne featured in Dumb and Dumber, American Pie, or Anchorman?
Anchorman.
That's correct.
And as we all know, 60% of the time, it works all the time.
Yeah. Okay, Leon, is White Lotus streaming on Max, Disney Plus, or Netflix?
I've seen too many advertisements. Give me Max.
Max. Yeah,
you're correct.
Good job.
That branding's okay. Working.
Yep.
All right, Grace Ann, how many dozens are in a gross?
12.
12. A dozen dozens.
Woo!
Okay.
Right, look at you go. Here
you
we
guys
go.
Are on fire today.
Okay, Leon, what can you buy at peeinthepod.com?
Oh, man. Peeinthepod.com.
As in the vegetable.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay. I mean, groceries then?
Oh, you're so close. Maternity clothes.
Oh, bummer. My other one I was going to say was porta potty. I mean, that doesn't sound right either.
Oh, that's funny,
right?
Too, yeah.
Right?
He and the porta potty, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a 2-1. Grace Ann has the lead. She could wrap up a victory if she gets this one right.
Okay, Grace Ann, what type of products does Mossy Oak sell? Mossy Oak.
Hunting clothes.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow. She killed it.
You got it.
Wow.
Good
nice
job.
Job.
Grace Ann. The moose is loose and won Gender Wars.
I can honestly say you did better on this with the guy questions than I would have. You are very impressive.
Yeah.
It was a moose name.
It was the moose name. It really
was.
It
was moose, yeah.
We've got Predator tickets for you and a certificate of bragification saying you won Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Euphoria and Grey's Anatomy star Eric Dane has revealed that he's been diagnosed with ALS.
Yeah.
Which is a very, very serious condition, and he just says he feels fortunate that he's able to continue working, and he's looking forward to getting to the set of Euphoria next week.
Right.
So our best wishes to him.
He was Dr. McSteamy.
That's right.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah.
Classic days of Grace Nadia.
Yeah.
Yep.
NASA is offering a $3 million prize to the winner of the Lunar Recycle Challenge. They're trying to figure out what to do with astronaut poop.
I was hoping it was just garbage.
No, apparently they say that from the Apollo moon trips, there's like 96 bags of astronaut poop on the moon. But I don't know why they care about that. Or wouldn't they just jettison it into space?
Yeah, I would just like toss it.
Yeah,
float it. Let it fly away.
But then, won't that come back as an asteroid to Earth?
I don't know. Yeah,
well, I don't know. Maybe it would get sucked in a black hole somewhere.
Yeah, come back mean.
Yeah. Come back with a vengeance.
Oh, my God, that's a movie. Somebody write that. The angry astronaut poop comes back to kill us all.
It's a really good movie idea.
Now, earlier in the week, Gina, you were saying that you had a mysterious lump on the back of your head.
Yeah.
And we were all pretty concerned because, you know, that it just came out of nowhere and you didn't know what it was. And you went to an urgent care place and they didn't know what it was.
Right.
So we've all been, you know, kind of waiting to hear what you heard.
Yeah.
And, you know, HEPA laws be damned. Let's just tell everybody your personal health history.
Right.
Yeah. I got the blood work back yesterday. They said everything was normal. So
that's
I was
good.
Like,
great.
That's good, but also still don't have any answers.
What is it?
Yeah. But my aunt-in-law is a nurse. And so she told my husband she thinks it might be a cyst. And so to put like hot compresses on it, if you do that enough, it'll come to kind of the head and you can like pop it or something, which I'm like, I don't know if popping a cyst is the best. I don't know. But then I was talking to my mom on the phone later on and my aunt was over and we were telling her about it. And she was like, oh, I had that same thing on my neck and I got it removed. And my cousin Chris has the same thing on the top of his head.
Oh, wow.
Where so it was like a little knot. And then a swollen area around it. And she was like, yeah, go to a dermatologist or your doctor to get referred. Yeah. But yeah, it should be like a cyst and you can get it drained or like surgically removed and everything. So I was like, all right, must be a cyst.
How are you with that? How are you with the pimple popper videos and all
I
that?
I kind of like them.
Do you like them?
I do.
Mean, it is gross, but satisfying.
It's satisfying to me.
I can't watch them
at
all.
I love it.
I really actually find I'm more drawn to what they get out of people's ears.
Oh, see, that stuff like grosses me out.
See, that way everybody has a certain thing. Oh, I like that, but I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just, you know, it's wax.
Yeah.
They got wax, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Dr. Pimple Popper, where all of a sudden she gets like a gold mine, a volcano of stuff coming out. It's like you're going, oh.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying.
It is so satisfying. It's so weird.
And I'm always happy for the people. Like, oh, that must have been awful. Now they're going to have a better life because they don't have this giant thing anymore.
Okay, so if it does get big enough that and grows a head that you can pop it, who's going to do that for
Landon.
You?
Oh. I can't really.
Is that in the wedding vows? Better or worse?
I promise.
If I have to pop a cyst.
Well, that's what I told him. I was like, I can go get it removed. And he was like, well, my Aunt Mary said that you can just put hot compresses or whatever. And I was like, you're going to be the one to pop it. So if you're cool with that, then fine. I'll save a medical bill, but I don't know if I trust you.
Will you video this?
I could, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you must.
Yes.
You must.
And then I'll video Woody's reaction.
I don't want to see it.
We've got the top three cars in Tennessee, according to the Tennessean. Anybody want to take a guess as to one of the cars?
I would guess, knowing by what I see around Murfreesboro all the time, with a Jesus is Lord sticker on the back, it's the Nissan Altima.
No.
No?
Okay. In fact, none of these cars are cars.
Oh, really?
Yes. Gina, you want to
take a guess? I was going to say like a smaller SUV.
Oh, okay.
Okay. More specific?
Oof. I don't know.
I'll guess.
I'll do like a Ford. Mine's an Escape. I'll do a Ford. What's the
Explorer?
Escape?
Explorer?
Maybe, yeah.
No. Okay. there is a Ford on the list, and no surprises here. It's the Ford F-150.
Okay.
Okay, right, yeah.
This is truck country.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are small SUVs, so you were right there, Gina. They are the Nissan Rogue.
Oh.
I happen to drive.
Oh, yeah, you see them all over.
And the Honda CR-V.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Top three cars in the state.
How about a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra? Okay, people are catching the influencers.
Yeah. Gina, you know these influencers.
Mm-hmm.
You see them more than I do, but I still see them. The people that are moms that pretend to do like the most unbelievable things for their children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I make my kids like steak and lobster for their lunches that day. And then, and then like I get a workout in and then I, you know, I run my my separate business. And, you know, there's like these people doing like insanely not even possible things.
Yeah, it's just another like facet of social media that is fake.
Yeah.
Right.
And also like sets up the standard that people can't attain. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Can't attain. And then they get depressed because they're not doing what they think they should be doing. Like, it sets a standard that is unrealistic.
Yeah. I guess you don't love your kids enough if you're not getting up at, you know, 4:30 to make them, you know, fried ravioli.
Yeah, and I'm a better mom than you.
Yeah.
That's right. I get up in the morning, I grow the wheat, and then I harvest the wheat.
And then I till it.
And then,
and then I make them fresh, steel-cut oats. And
I knit them a sweater for school every day.
It's like, what? No, you're not.
I found this awesome video of this one woman who, like, calls out these influencers because they're faking it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, for sure.
They're not doing the things they said. They're
but she's got proof that they're faking it.
She does. She actually, my wife was watching this last night and I'm like, oh, let me see this. So she's like, we're holding the phone like for each other so we can both watch together. And this one woman, she shows the video of the impossible mom wearing a beautiful dress at like 5 a.m.
Right.
Doing all this stuff.
She's all put together after she rolled out of bed. Her curls are perfect.
I'm making biscuits after I'm putting on my prom dress.
Yeah, no dark circles under her eyes.
No, no, not at all.
But like some kind of like a CSI investigator. Mm-hmm. She points out, she like zooms in like, oh, if you see up here in the corner of the mirror, you can see the reflection that it's sunlight outside and it's supposed to be 5 a.m. She's in Waco, Texas. And she pulls up the sun chart for Waco, Texas on that date. And it didn't rise until 7:15 that morning.
Somebody's lying.
Somebody's lying.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And then she goes to another one and she zooms in on the girl's watch that I guess she wears in every video.
Mm-hmm.
And, she sees that the watch says like 2 hours, 3 hours later than what she claims to be.
Of course.
Like, yeah, I made these things for my kid at 6 a.m. And it says it's like 10:30.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the kids are gone. So
bad.
Jeez Louise.
Man. So just know, don't try to achieve what these people set as the standard.
No.
Because they're not able to do it.
Yeah, I was up at 4 a.m. Curling ziti noodles.
Right. Yeah, after I hand kneaded them with the eggs and the flour and pressed them and everything. Yeah, okay, Joanne.
Trust me. You get if you wake up 5 minutes before your kids and throw a Lunchable at them while you're wearing, you know, pajamas, you're winning.
Oh, 100%.
That's all you need to do.
My mom used to wake me up for breakfast. I would always hear she got Carnation Instant Breakfast.
Which was like a powder.
It was a powder you would mix in with milk.
Oh,
and
no.
So every morning I would just hear the spoon clicking against a glass.
Was that
and that's
your
how
alarm
I would
clock?
Wake up. Yeah, that was my alarm clock.
She's going,
here, this the TV commercial says it has the same protein and goodness of 2 eggs and bacon, but it's a chocolate shake I just whipped up for you in 2 seconds.
Oh, man.
Drink this. I'm going back to bed. Thanks, Mom. I love you.
That was exactly my childhood, too.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, back to the podcast. Totally hits, totally Nashville. Hello, it's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. All right, let us cue the slightly provocative music. All right, it's time for the Woody and Jim Totally Hits Striptease.
Where we have the artists strip away the music, leaving only their naked voice.
Yeah, so we see what they really sound like.
Our striptease artist for this segment is the one and only David Bowie. So let's go to Let's Dance.
Yes!
And slowly strip it away. Here's everything. Let's take the sax out.
Wow.
How about the drums? Let's get rid of those. Now let's have him take it all.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Let's dance.
To the song they're playing on the radio.
Totally naked.
Let's play.
While color lights up your face.
Nice.
Wow. That's amazing, really.
I feel like that last part was like in a film when you see somebody get hit over the head and they have a close-up shot of the face and they're like this.
Right.
And there was music playing in the background and there's like the double vision.
Right.
That's what that sounded like, that last part. Like the...
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, you know, a little bit of the computer just, you know, just having a little struggle getting everything gone.
Right.
So it kind of creates that weird sound. Let's play that part again.
To the song they're playing on the radio.
So you're picturing cartoon birds going around his head.
Maybe some cross-eye.
There's a little bit of like also maybe like I'm in the pool and I've just gone underwater a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
Lights up your face.
Wow, that's cool.
It's just cool because it's kind of like you're in the studio with
him. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. I like that. That's pretty cool. All right, three things you want to know this morning.
So if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, here's where you're going to want to put your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 I can't hear you. The NFL has fired three referees that were all involved last year calling a controversial call that helped the Kansas City Chiefs win a game.
Oh. No way.
They've all been tossed down to the minors. They're going to have to play in the referee college games and high school games and work their way back up.
That's always been kind of a joke around the NFL, but I guess it was true. Yeah.
I know. Because it certainly seemed like the NFL was saying like, well, we like the Chiefs, so let's keep doing it. Like, let them get away with it. But yeah, every single one of them made a call late in the game when the Chiefs were losing that helped them win.
So three separate instances.
Three separate games.
Whoa.
Wow. The referee, one of the referees from each of those games out.
Wow.
I wonder if the Chiefs will retire their jerseys.
I do like
our
that,
greatest
though.
Players, these refs.
That's right. Super Bowl MVP is this referee.
It holds them accountable.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is a bunch of statue molesters in Europe. In Ireland, there's Molly Malone, who is a fishmonger, and there's a big brass statue in her honor. And apparently, for luck, people will come up and rub her breasts.
Oh,
because they're like out there.
Okay.
And so, you know, they've actually had to put guards around it because people are groping.
All right. Now, I've seen like public statues where people rub them for good luck.
Yeah.
Their nose.
Yes. There's a nose statue like in several places where like the rest of the statue has aged and turned kind of like black.
Mm-hmm.
But where people touch it, it still remains like bronze.
Yeah, it's
or
like copper
whatever.
Color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a grave in Paris. A guy who was a journalist around the time of Napoleon, and he's buried there. And rumor has it that if you you kiss him or rub him in his man area, that you'll have fertility and a wonderful procreation.
Where is that at?
That's in Paris. It's in a graveyard.
Need to catch a flight.
So yeah, it's like everything looks green except for his lips and his nose and that area south of the equator.
Can we take a side trip if we get when we go to Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will be joining you guys.
That's right. We're going to some horny statues.
Weird. Well, Nashville has started using smart traffic lights that will detect cars, buses, and pedestrians in real time to help improve traffic flow. So pedestrians won't have to touch a button to do the crosswalk. You won't have to wait for the light to change, even if you're the only one at the intersection.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So they say over the next 7 years, nearly 600 of the lights will be installed.
Okay.
That's great.
So there's a few now, but more to come.
Yep.
Right.
I love this.
I know,
that's
me
very
too.
Cool. Yeah. Yay for pedestrians.
And those of us sitting at a light at like,
forever.
4 a.m, and there's not another
there's
car
no one,
for miles.
Oh, you don't know how many lights I've ran.
And you got to sit there with a red light. Yeah. Gina doesn't.
No, I do not sit there and wait.
As far as everybody else knows, I wait.
Right.
Sure.
There's no cameras around. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Friday, we'll be unsupervised all weekend. What are we going to be doing?
I'm going to try to make some kind of, it's like fish fry Friday.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But I don't fry anything at home. We usually bake everything to be healthy. So
there you go.
I'll be some kind of fish tonight. I'll be in the kitchen whipping up something. And then I think I'm going to go see The Amateur. I think that opens with Rami Malek.
Yeah.
That looks like a good movie.
Yeah.
And
trying to get revenge on bad people for killing his wife or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
It's never been
like
done
that
before.
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to start our first vegetable garden.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
So, either we'll if we're successful, I'll be bringing in bags of cucumbers and tomatoes.
Yay! I just got so excited.
Nice.
But it's going to be a little while.
And maybe, Gina, you'll be bringing in bags of turkey on Monday.
Oh my gosh, I hope so. Yeah, I'm going hunting tomorrow morning with my husband for the first time ever. So I really hope I kill a turkey.
So you're actually really getting up at like earlier than you do for work to get out to the good turkey spot.
Yeah, yeah. So usually I get up for work around 3:50 because I live down the street from the station. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think we're going to have to get up at like 3 because we have to find a spot. I think we're going to go to Ashland City. So that's a good 45 minutes away.
Mm. Wow.
Have to be there before sunrise. So
because you don't want to get there before anybody else grabs your spot.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, good hunting.
Yes.
Thank you. I hope I kill one.
Good wheel hunting. Yes. May your bullets fly straight and true.
Yes.
Right. Woody, what's your weekend looking like?
My son, Jeff, and his wife are having a yard sale this weekend. So
oh, yeah?
Tonight, I'm going to go through my closet and bag up a bunch of stuff that my girlfriend's wanted me to get rid of anyway.
That's great.
I'm going to take over there, and you know, if I could get like a dollar for every shirt, then I'll just retire.
That's awesome.
A lot of clothes.
There's you should make some lemonade to sell, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if anybody wants to go
on that.
As Woody for Halloween in October, go to the yard sale tomorrow.
All my unwanted Hawaiian shirts will be on sale.
That's so cool.
You guys have a great weekend, and we'll catch you back here Monday morning with a joke off and such.